One of the worst things you can do in this hour that we're living in is to cheat God. Because you're not cheating God as much as you're cheating yourself. And if God told you to give a certain amount, don't hold back $15 of it. There's a purpose when God speaks to you about sowing. There is a purpose in tithing. See, your tithing keeps that door open unto you. You have access. Listen, I know I've used this example, but maybe you understand it the more I say it. You go in Sam's, you can go through the door. They'll let you through the door without a card. Where it was during the pandemic. I take that back. Right now, they're getting a little stricter again. You can go through the door with a card. But if your card is not up to date, you get to the register, guess what you can't do? You can't buy anything in there unless you go in there and do what? Renew. Why do we feel like in the kingdom of God that because we've done something one time that we'll never have to do it again? What is it about the kingdom of God that make us lazy? Tithing and giving is a very active and involved thing. And you know, I am very adamant. And when it comes to tithing and giving, because I tell people all the time, I was sharing with somebody just on Thursday, a group of ladies, and I told them, I said, look, this brought me out. When I didn't know the way out. When there was no way out. It was submitting to the ordinance of tithing and giving. Not because I understood it all, but because I trusted. Sometimes we need too many facts before we obey, which means we never obey. Because you need too much to know before you trust. That's not faith. Faith said, I'm going to trust you, but even though I don't see it. The sin comes after you believe. What we're trying to do is see it before we believe it. That's not faith. Now you got to rewrite some things inside of your heart and your mind because you want to see too much before you believe. It's not going to happen that way, people. Come on, stand to your feet because I sense the anointing.